The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz. It was a slightly aggressive week on the show, and I don't want to blame Gaundy for stirring up our listeners, but I think he had this one coming.
Got a celebrity to give us something that they wore, and we're auctioning that off this morning for charity.
It belongs to Shannon Knoll, and this is the item.
I got a pair of footy boots that I wore in the Teddy Whitten Memorial match. I thought might be cool, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, he's the best.
Yeah.
All the money this morning is going to Knowlesy's chosen charity, which is Care Flight Australia. And we have had Tammy, who is a huge Knowlesy fan.
Massive.
Put in the first bid at $400. No one at this stage, Tammy, is willing to outbid you at $400. You could have the winning bid, my friend.
How are you feeling, Tammy?
Absolutely nervous. I'm shaking.
Tammy, we've known each other for a long time. I know how much you love Knowlesy, but there has been a bid come through.
Oh, really?
They are willing
social media
to double that at $800. Tammy, you there?
She's fainted.
Dead on the floor.
You're dead.
She's dead.
Tammy, sorry to do that to you, mate, but $800's pretty good.
Well done to whoever that was.
Just messing with you, mate. No double bid on the $800 there.
Gordy, I'm going to kill you.
Fired up, the fun continued as listener Annette sounded just slightly salty about a missed business opportunity that would have netted her a fortune.
I believe that my friend is caught up in a multi-level marketing thing and I just don't want to get involved. But I would love to know from people on 131060, is this something that you do? How does it affect your friendships?
Let's go to Annette on the Central Coast this morning. Hello.
Oh, do I have a story?
Yes.
So years ago, my brother and his wife tried to get me to sign up. I didn't jump on board this gravy train because I thought pyramid schemes were dodgy. But if you Google Sharon Walsh right now, she is the head of Isagenix in America.
Whoa!
I just can't look at Facebook because they're in all these different countries and, oh, my God, I just missed that train. And
is it not too late for you, Annette?
Can you can't get in just... now? Get in the bottom level,
no.
Work your way up? Can you call in a favour?
I'm just a mere peasant. They don't talk to me anymore.
Trying to settle things down, Gaundy went a little too far when the guy started chatting about currencies.
Yeah. Which one's the dong?
The dong? What?
There's one called the dong.
Vietnam?
Isn't it? Yeah, it's the dong.
I think it's the Vietnamese dong.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the dong.
Loves Vietnamese dong.
Really, love the Vietnamese dong.
Do you really want to be associated with the dong?
Bring on the dong.
Can you just say that one more time, Gaundy?
I love the dong.
Fun didn't last long, though, as Maz awakened the dark side of Star Wars listeners around New South Wales with some questionable movie knowledge.
BB-8.
BB-8.
Is that the robot on the... That's a wheel, that one?
BB-8. R2-D2, is it? R2-D2?
No, R2-D2 is the gay robot. No, BB-8 is the...
Did R2-D2 come out as... Did he come out?
Oh, he's a very flamboyant gold robot.
Cool. Well done.
Yeah. No, that's C-3PO. Oh, no, now all the Star Wars characters, they all hate me.
Nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
Oh, no.
Sorry, C-3PO is the gold... The guy that looks like a Logie that's very flamboyant. C-3PO.
I've just about had enough of you.
R2-D2, he looks like the trash can on wheels.
Yeah,
and BB-8, that's the round one that goes...
Maybe they're together. Maybe they're seeing each other.
Oh, man.
And that's the week that was with Gaundy and Maz.
Weekdays from 6 on your smart speaker or the HIT app.
Bring on the dong.